Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this episode of the Foreigners Journals podcast. My name is Caroline and I'm the host of this podcast. Today is the 1st of October 2021 and here in Germany, the weather is becoming really cool. The sun's up, but it's pretty chilly. So yeah, so autumn is here. So this podcast is about my thoughts and reflections on the just concluded German elections that took place last Sunday. So basically, Germans went to elections for to find a replacement for Angela Merkel, who is still the chancellor, but will be replaced by the winner of last Sunday's election. So the elections were very interesting, and I just wanted to talk about what I thought about some of the things. So German elections. First, I'll start by explaining about how German elections usually are. And they take place usually on Sundays, you know. So it's last Sunday was the election day, and some people, like we had voted already by post, you know, like you get a sheet of paper where the names are of the candidates are written or the party. So you have two votes for the federal elections, and the second vote is for the party that you want, and so that is, for example, that would count, for example, for the candidate for the chancellor, and the first one is for the MP, you know. So basically, that's how it's done. You have basically two elections in such an election. The exception, of course, was Berlin, I think, where they also were voting for the local elections, you know, for the local representatives, which turned into a whole fiasco because the queues and I don't know, it was just kind of chaotic. But basically, we posted our ballots long before the election day, and most of the people went there. And I think the election, the percentage of people who voted was again past 70%. I think 76 or 77% people of the population took part in the elections, which is remarkable, I think. And it just shows also how seriously Germans take the elections and how, lots of people maybe do understand their role and actively try to take part in the determination of who leads them, you know, which I think is a very, very good thing, you know. So so the election, so basically at around 6, at exactly 6, the TV stations basically showed the prognosis for the elections, like the kind of the... like the prognosis of who might win the elections, you know. So it was already shown that SPD, the Social Democrats, were leading, but only slightly ahead of Angela Merkel's Christian Democrats. And later in the evening, at 7, they showed like the Hawk rationing. This is kind of standard. The Hawk rationing are pretty accurate, you know. So the numbers were already again kind of confirmed that the Social Democrats had won the elections, although only slightly, you know. So, and then later in the evening, I'll just explain a bit how, the evening went later in the evening. So, of course, there were already excitements amongst the Social Democrats and the supporters, and which includes me. And even though I'm a big supporter of the Greens, I was very excited for the Social Democrats, you know. So, later in the evening, and I think this is also standard, they have what is called like a Berliner Runde, where they invite like different candidates who are taking part in the elections and kind of ask the journalists, kind of ask them questions. And I think this is very interesting, you know, like this is a situation where like the Greens candidate, Annalena Baerbock, Scholz, Laschet, all the candidates from the big parties and whatever, they kind of invite them there and ask them questions, you know. And they are not like pretty hard questions that they ask everyone, you know, and they have to tell their thoughts. I think this is pretty hard, you know, and I think imagine a situation where you think about the US, for example, if you would invite shortly after the election results have been declared, if you had invited someone like Obama and Donald Trump and, for example, Clinton, you know, you can just imagine how it would have gone, you know. So I think there's some maturity about how things are conducted here that kind of, that I think could be an example for many countries in the world, you know, about how despite the stakes being high, there's a level of sanity that's maintained all across board that is really admirable. And so that is what happened. And then later in the evening, it was confirmed that the Social Democrats had really won. You know, they kept giving like updates about what was happening, and they basically said like the Social Democrats had won. You know, so yeah. So what I think was remarkable about these elections is that first, Angela Merkel is still a she's still the chancellor, because the new government has not come in. There's still coalitions to be made. But Angela Merkel still remains the most popular politician in Germany. And she did campaign for her party, the Christian Democrats, and her candidate, Armin Laschet. And despite this, they did not win. I don't understand that, you know. I don't understand. I can understand that people wanted change and everything, but I don't understand how she can be so popular and still not, that it still doesn't translate to a win for her. For her party, you know, I mean, Laschet, I think, made some mistakes and stuff, but it's just I just don't get it, you know. The second thing that I think is remarkable is the fact that SPD, like the Social Democrats, who had been trailing the whole time, you know, the Social Democrats were literally, for the most part, I think, last year or even the year before, at 15%. And suddenly they had this, they just came in, it just happened, like those, somehow they became invisible, you know. Somehow, suddenly it was just like the whole population woke up and realized that, no, we actually like the Social Democrats, you know. While the whole time I felt like, even the previous elections, I felt like the Social Democrats really tried to show their strengths and what they could do and try to push their politics, you know, but I felt like people were just not responding to it. And suddenly there was a positive response to them suddenly, and it's like people changed their minds, and it did not matter what the Christian Democrats wanted, you know. And I think that that's a scary thing. It means that there are phenomena that you cannot actually stop, you know. When it happens, when you have that bad phase, then it's just kind of, it can just spiral out of control, you know, like whichever way, you know, if you have it going for you, then it could happen that you win elections, but if you have it the other way, then there's also nothing that you can do about it, you know. And I think that that is part of what happened, you know. I mean, of course, Angela Merkel's Christian Democrats also made the huge mistakes, and despite Merkel being considered by majority Germans as someone of high integrity and not corrupt, So many of her party members were involved in corrupt activities, especially when it comes to masks, the things with the masks for coronavirus and stuff. And so maybe it's understandable, you know, but I still think it's remarkable that the run that the Social Democrats had, and the fact that they won the elections, you know. The other thing that I think is remarkable is the performance of the right-wing party, Alternative for Deutschland. So this is a really, really right-wing party, and their main agenda is usually just how much they dislike people who are not German, you know. And when I talk of people who are not German, it's anyone who is not white, and they're basically racist. They are deeply racist, you know. And this party is really strong in Eastern Germany, you know, and that's also what the results showed, you know. They basically have 10.8% of the vote. And most of their seats, there are so many places in Eastern Germany where they're basically the dominant factor, you know. I don't understand this phenomenon, but it seems to be like, I think like that so many people who had kind of hoped that they were going to disappear from the scene, but that is not happening, you know. So I don't know if it's, even though their vote share kind of, I think, reduced by 2%, I think it's pretty unsettling that a party that is openly racist, openly neo-Nazi, that basically follow a lot of neo-Nazi, like Nazi ideals, that it has such a strong presence in German politics, you know. So yeah, that's really pretty unsettling, you know. The other thing that I think is quite remarkable and actually quite nice is the fact that Germany usually has coalition governments. So the current government, the outgoing government of Angela Merkel, was with the Social Democrats, and it looks like now we're going to have a three-party coalition. You know, so it's a system where people are kind of forced to talk with each other, you know, so they're going to be the Freie Demokraten, FDP, that kind of liberal, how do you say, like they're liberals, like they are socially very liberal, and I would say economically very conservative, you know. So, and then you have the Greens, which I'm really proud of what the Greens achieved this year. I really hope that we're going to achieve a bit better elections, especially because of all the catastrophes that happened. But that didn't happen. But I still think that what the achievement of getting 14% of the vote, I think, was just incredible. You know, so so the government is going to be with the Greens and the FDP, like those Freie Demokraten, and then with the Social Democrats who won the elections, you know. So I'm just kind of hoping that that's what's going to happen. Like, that's the government that's going to be formed, you know. The Angela Merkel's party, the Christian Democrats, they lost the elections, but they also, their leader, Armin Laschet, is also hoping that he's able to get to form a coalition, you know. So if the Social Democrats are unable to form a coalition, then the Conservatives would also have a chance to form a coalition with the Greens and the FDP, you know. And this would really be unfortunate, because I think lots of people don't really want Laschet, from Angela Merkel's party, to be the chancellor, you know. So that would be really unfortunate. But that is also in the making. And I think what is really nice is that despite so many Trump-like tactics, I think that there's so many right-wingers who pretended, like, kind of talked about the elections being stolen long before elections were done, and kind of just like Trump-like, inciting the population and trying to say all kinds of stupid things. I think they didn't have much. They didn't have much success. I feel like many people moved more to the center, you know, like the fringes, like really lost house, not the fringes, like any party that is deemed extreme. And for example, the Linke are the left party, like usually much more left than the Social Democrats. For example, they barely made it into parliament, you know. Normally you need about, you need 5% to make it into parliament, and they got 4.9%. And the only reason they'll make it to parliament is because they got like three direct mandates who succeeded. So so this kind of gives them that's a ticket to the party parliament. Otherwise, any party that has less than 5% usually cannot be part of the Bundestag, you know. So so that's quite interesting. So I feel like the best thing about the election is that I feel like there was a move from the extremist of any kind, whether left or right, were shunned, and people kind of moved a bit to the center, you know, like the general population seems to be wary of any extremism, you know, though it's still pretty depressing to see that AfD, the right-wingers, got a whole 10%. But I still think that the fact that they lost some votes is still a good thing, you know, that there's a decent percentage of people don't want extremism of any kind, you know. So, yeah. So that's, I think, a good thing. Thanks a lot for listening. I hope that you're well wherever you are here in Germany. The corona situation seems to be relaxing more and more. And, I just hope that the rest of the autumn and winter is going to stay like this. Thanks for listening. And please rate this podcast. Give it a 5-star if you can. And share it with your friends. And till next time. Bye.